Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill, good morning.
Morning, Mary. Busy morning. We'll start with last night's Champions League action. Arsenal got a nil-all draw in Italy with Atalanta. It was an astonishing double save from their goalkeeper, David Raya. He saved a penalty and somehow got back across the opposite side of the goal to keep out the rebound. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta admitted the game wasn't a great spectacle.
Very, as expected, a very tough match. Not the nicest watch to watch, because obviously everything becomes a man-to-man game everywhere. We started the game really, really well, really commanding the game, playing in the areas that we wanted to play, clear one or two chances, and after that, yeah, we gave a lot of balls away, very simply, and then we could not get any rhythm, momentum, or sequences of passes that would allow us to play in the areas that we wanted, and without conceding almost anything apart from the penalty. But on that moment, you needed probably one of the best saves that I've seen in my career, both the penalty and the second action from David.
Yeah, you've spoken about like moments of magic in these type of games, and sometimes it's not your forwards, it's your line of defence and David Raya. He just seems to be getting better and better.
Yeah, he was unbelievable again today. And we needed the other end, the two big chances that we had with Gavi to put them in the back of the net. This is Europe, very different games to the Premier League. Boxes become crucial, and not a lot of chances conceded or created. But a lot of positives, a lot of things still for sure to improve.
Was it a slight surprise, or were you slightly disappointed they weren't at the levels that perhaps you would have liked ideally?
Well, it's a game that demands the best individually, and in order to do that, you need to have your players at your best, really composed, really good in duels, and certainly tonight we miss that.
Well, elsewhere last night, Barcelona lost 2-1 at Monaco. Atletico Madrid got a last-minute goal to beat Leipzig 2-1. Bayer Leverkusen cruised to a 4-0 win at Feyenoord, and Benfica won 2-1 in Belgrade. Tonight, in the Premier Division, the leaders Shelburne bid to improve their recent patchy form. They travelled to Galway. The big match of the night sees second-place Derry City host the champions Shamrock Rovers in the live RTE game. Bohemians play Drogheda United at Daly Mount, and St Pat's host Waterford. Dundalk will play Sligo tomorrow, but the new Dundalk owner John Temple has warned supporters the club is still in deep trouble financially. He told the club's website, "We're far from out of the woods. We're on life support. If the club is not viable at the end of the season, it's just not viable, and the day of truth will set upon us, and we say this is it."
Yeah, I mean, the viability of the club rests on getting behind it now and seeing if it's worthwhile. I mean, if the club is not viable by the end of that season, and we have a look at it with the other investors, I know that if it's not viable, it's just not viable. And the day of the truth will set upon us and say, well, this is just it. And I don't want that for Dundalk. And I've skiffed off the execution, but the daggers are growing and hanging over every hour. And I don't want that for the club. And I don't think anybody wants that for the club. But the reality is that is what's the ever-growing issue. Now, hopefully creditors will sit down and negotiate and talk to me. It's not a time for me. It's not a time for I. It's a time for all of us to kind of say, look, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, it's still a concern, obviously, Dundalk. Well, the new rugby season kicks off tonight. Leinster go to Edinburgh, and Keane Healy will equal Devon Toner's appearance record for Leinster if he comes off the bench with appearance number 280. As well as 11 full internationals in the squad, three academy players make their first senior start: Gus McCarthy, Conor O'Tiernig and Charlie Tector. The big match of the weekend sees Munster play Connacht tomorrow evening, while Ulster host Glasgow. Don Lennon will be with us later. In Gaelic games, Gabriel Bannigan has been confirmed as the new manager of Monaghan, replacing Vinnie Corey. The former Leitrim manager, Andy Moran, is part of his backroom team along with John McElhone and Damien Freeman. Bannigan familiar with the squad because he spent the last two seasons as a selector under Corey. And Tony McEntee is to remain as manager of the Sligo Footballers for another 2 years. 14 members of the Clare team have been nominated for the PWC All-Star Hurling Awards. Cathal Malone is the unlucky one not to be included. Cork have 10 players named. The nominees for Hurler of the Year are Shane O'Donnell of Clare, Dara Fitzgibbon from Cork and Limerick's Kyle Hayes. The Young Hurler nominees, Adam Hogan of Clare, Owen Downey of Cork and Cathal O'Neill of Limerick. In golf, Leona Maguire had an excellent start in round one of the Queen City Championship in Ohio. She's on 5 under par along with Nelly Korda. The leader on 7 under is Ashley Buhai. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are right in the mix as they go into today's second round of the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. They're both on 5-under par. They tee off after midday today. The leader in 7-under is Matthew Baldwin. We've racing this afternoon at Downpatrick and Dundalk. And finally, in America, baseball history created last night. Shohei Ohtani became the first player to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season. If you haven't heard of the 30-year-old Japanese player, he joined the Los Angeles Dodgers on a 10-year, $700 million contract in December.
You what, Des?
$700 million for 10 years. The biggest deal in the sports history. He's probably one of the highest earning sports people in the world.
There you go. All right, more from Des in under an hour's time.